Oh, it's good to have you here. I see the bass player out there, and it's nice to see him tuning. It shows he cares. That's got to be Ed Croft, and we're looking forward to having these guys with us in our next hour. But I've also really been looking forward to welcoming Savannah back along with Cameron. And then today we also have Carlisle and Leon. I'll let the students introduce themselves and talk about their project. I don't know if they'll tell you this, but I just want to mention Leon's from Beachview, Savannah's from Morningside, Cameron's from Beltsoover, and Carlisle is from Brookline. So we have four different communities in Pittsburgh represented around the table, which to me is terrific. And their project is called Project Perspective, Bridging Community and Police Voices. And maybe the first time you speak, you can just identify yourself so people know who you are. But I'm just going to turn it over to Savannah.
Hey, everybody. It's Savannah from Brashear. We're focusing on police and community relationships right now. Project Perspective is starting to be implemented throughout our school. We're focusing on bridging community and police voices. So I'm really excited about that. I have Cameron here with me, Carlisle from Kappa, Leon, and yeah.
Yeah, hey, I'm Cameron Brown from Brashear High School. I'm in 11th grade and I'm 16 years old.
Hi, I'm Carlisle Stokes from Pittsburgh Kappa, and I'm 17, and I'm a senior in high school. I'm ready to get this started.
I'm Leon Blair from Brashear, and I'm 14.
So we're going to jump right into some of our stories that we have here, some of our questions that we have in regards to those stories. Leon, some of his background information, he comes from a family of police working blue, as we like to say, and I was just wondering, have you ever had an encounter with the police?
Yes, I have, actually. I have good encounters and bad encounters. I'll start with a good encounter. A good encounter would go like, it's just, say you're with a crowd of people and the cops, they come and they're going to be aggressive because they want people to move or people to do what they say. And I just feel like if you give respect and you do what they say and it's all reasonable and willing, then things will go smooth. Now, a bad encounter would be like one time when I was downtown, and there was a lot of people out, and it was like a light up night, I believe. And it was just a big crowd, and like there was a lot of things happening, so I could understand the police frustration. But they come off, you cannot be doing anything at all. But if you're standing with a crowd of people who they're after or they want to move, it's like your ultimate target. And I don't think that's right. So the encounter was there was a lot of people and they wanted us to move to the other side of the sidewalk. So they come, they're like, move, move. We're moving. And it's like, if you're not moving fast enough for them, I got pushed. And it's like, from there, it's different. This is not just you telling me to do something. Now it's you're hurting me and physically putting your hands on me for no reason. And I feel like, and in that situation, I could have reacted badly, which is hitting the cop back. Then I'm wrong, and then I could. And then what I did do is I just went on my way, because I feel like with police officers, it's like they can touch you, but you can't touch them. And I feel like that should be something that is, you know, looked at, because it's like in situations like that, in that matter, they can push you and push on you, and it's just like you can't do anything, or you can't like move their hand or anything, because if you even touch them, you know, it's assault and you're in trouble, you know.
Yeah. What were you thinking of, like, at the time? That
it was just ultimate disrespect, and you know, you're scared because, you know, it's dark outside, it's cold, and it's like, and then they put in a lot of people, you're getting pushed, and then when they like just push you, telling you to move and flashing flashlights in your eyes, it's just like, it's just disrespect, and you feel like you're not a human being in that moment.
How has the incident impacted you and your life, and what you like your perspective of the police?
From first glance, you would think that I would just be like, oh, I hate cops, you know, I'm not only bothered with them. And it is kind of in that sense a little bit, but I'm the type of person to where I'm level-headed. So I see both sides of situations. So I will go and I will say, okay, I don't like what he did in this moment, but I can understand why it was done, or I can understand how it could have happened. So that's how I just look at things from both sides when I get in situations like that. So I don't just go one-sided. With the police, it makes me more cautious of them, but yeah. I'm not like I hate them like too. Like, you know, it's not like that, but I am more cautious and more aware of what's going on when I'm around police.
Back to your experience, what did you think whenever everything was going on? How did you feel? What were you thinking?
I like I said, I felt disrespected. I didn't feel like I was. It was just you were scared. Because it's like with police, it's like, and when they're in that type of aggression, you just feel like, I don't know what can happen right now. So I should just let him push me and do what he says, or should I like try to do something else? Because it's like if you move the wrong way, you never know what can happen. And that's why it's just all uncertainty and fear. So that's how it was fear.
So as a student, as a minor, do you feel comfortable approaching a police officer?
And this is the saddest part of it all.
If you were in trouble,
I was in trouble, yes. But for any reason... No. And this is sad, but if I'm in a car and they're behind me, I get like my heart starts I get scared and that's not good at all. But that's our reality nowadays. It's like you don't trust police, and that's the people that we should trust the most, but we don't trust them.
What community did you say? Beachview?
Yeah, I live in Beachview now. Yeah.
Do you think that your community in Beachview is able to trust the police? Do you guys trust the police as a community?
I can say 50-50. Because, you know, like I said, you have to look at things from both sides and be level-headed with it. But as far as just, trusting the police for, a mingle or whatever, no. Yeah. But, I mean, if we're in trouble, that's who we're going to call. And that's, normal. But as far as, having a bond and being, engaged with it, no. Yeah. It's not, yeah.
So you come from a family of law enforcement. Yeah. I come from a family of law enforcement. I can kind of see where you're coming from because you kind of have the devil's advocate effect. So it's
and that's what I'm saying. That's why I look at it both sides, because I see there is good cops, but then I see, okay, there are bad cops. And I notice that there's more good than bad, but that bad still has, a riff. So that's how it's like. It's, devil's advocate. You're just like, okay, there's good, there's bad. I don't know, So and that's why I say you have to be level-headed and you have to look at it from both sides and just deal with every situation as it, it comes and as you'll get it.
How would you, describe your relationship that you have with the law enforcement in your community?
I can say that for me, myself, I respect them for my own safety. We don't have a friendship. It's not like a teacher and student relationship how it should be, but it's just I respect them when I see them because that's the right thing to do. That's what I have to do, but it's not a relationship at all.
Yeah. And do you think that the officers in your community try and protect and serve as much as they can?
And I think because there are a lot of good cops and they do their job. And that's why I don't think cops are bad all the time. I just think that they do their job when they have to for regular calls and regular things. But when things get hectic, I think they should use their training more instead of when things get real crazy, they just go rogue. And some of it you can understand, but it's like if you're that official and you're in that position, you should be able to handle it when things get really that bad,
So what would you suggest on students' part and officers' part, what to do to help build that relationship?
Well, I'm all about knowledge. So I feel like students should be more educated and police should be more educated. And that's what our project is about. We're trying to educate students and police on how to deal with each other. So let students know how police are and what they need. Let police know how students are and what they need so everyone can understand each other. Because understanding and communication is the best thing. It's the key. So you have to understand who they are, who we are, and then find some neutral ground.
Yeah.
And that's what you do in life.
Thanks, Leon.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Leon. I'm going to turn the mic over to Carlisle now from Kappa. And I just wanted to know a little bit about your perspective.
I really do respect the police because I know they have a hard job. But I feel as though police need to try harder to build a bond with people, It seems as though they just think they're supreme, in which they are trying to protect us, which we all respect and we love. We want to be protected. That's what their job is. But I feel as though they should try harder to build a bond so that we can give them the most respect that we want to and that they deserve.
Right, right, and I agree. Have you ever had an incident with the police?
I actually have. When I was a freshman in high school, I actually got detained downtown. I was standing outside a closed Jackson Hewitt establishment, and an officer came up to me and asked me to go to my bus stop and go home. But I was telling her, I'm waiting for my friend. You know, he's coming over to my house this weekend, and we're catching a bus home. He went to City High at the time, so he got out a little later than I did. So I told her that, and she was like, no, you have to move. And so after a few minutes of her, you know, raising her voice at me, somebody from my school said, Carlisle, come here, just come here, because they saw me, you know, interacting with the police. So as I attempted to walk past her, she claimed I was coming at her or lunging at her, so she tried to detain me. And I was just like, ma'am, what are you doing? Now my friend's calling me. I'm trying to walk past you. So then she said I was resisting arrest, which I guess I can understand, but I was a freshman. I did not understand it at all. So then she had her partner, you know, use a little bit of extra force, in my opinion, excessive force. And then I was detained, and it was just a big thing with my parents. And I had to go to the magistrate. And it just made me look at things a different way. Like, I have to be more aware of what I'm doing, you know, especially freshman year. It was a big eye-opener for me.
Right, right, right. And what were you thinking at the time of the incident? What happened?
I was just thinking, you know, what did I do to deserve this? I don't know. Like, what could I have done differently? I definitely could have maybe walked away or maybe even went to City High. But, you know, like I said, freshman year, not thinking too much outside of the box. So I was like, I told him to meet me here. I'm going to wait. And I did address her with respect, and, you know, I gave her all the right responses that I could. But I felt as though, you know, sometimes police get hostile when they think we're not respecting them. But in our cases, we are.
What impact has this had on you since the incident?
Like I said earlier, it just made me really look at everything I'm doing. It makes me see that there's a certain tension between everybody that I have to watch out for where I'm going, and I drive now, so I definitely want to make sure I don't break any laws or do anything to make the police, you know, think of me in a certain type of way. So it just really made me, you know, open my eye and made me make sure I'm doing things very carefully and precise, and I'm being vigilant all the time.
Right, right, right. So let's backtrack a little bit. What did you think about when you realized what actually happened on this incident?
I realized that I didn't want that one friend to come over to my house anymore.
Right.
I realized that I just have to make sure that I guess maybe I could explain it a little more, like, ma'am, where would you like me to go? I cannot go home yet, you know, so where would you like me to go? At the end of the day, I believe everybody, and I talked to a few officers who came to my school, and he was telling me that, you know, everybody's scared, from the citizens to the officers. And so they both react off of fear, and I think everybody needs to have a mutual understanding that we're all scared, and we just need to talk about it. You know, words can solve a lot of things other than, and not just violence.
Right, right, right. So do you feel comfortable approaching a police officer if you were in trouble?
Yes, I would, because that's their job, and I feel as though most police officers know that's their job. You know, they wouldn't look at me any type of way or anything like that, so I would definitely feel comfortable if I was in trouble with some police officer, if I had trouble in any situation. And I feel as though most times, you know, maybe 9-8 times out of 10, they will try to help, and I do respect that a lot, because they're, like I said, their job is difficult.
So where Bashir, Carlisle's from Kappa. It's Savannah, Cam, Carlisle, Leon, and we're talking about police and community relationships. So Cameron, back to you.
All right, Carlisle, just to bring it back up, do you believe that the community has trust in the police force, your local police force?
My community?
Yes. You said you're from Brookline, correct?
Yes, I just moved to Brookline. I've been there for about a year now. And so I used to live in Knoxville around Mount Oliver. And so those are two different neighborhoods, you know. So I feel as though Brookline does – I don't see a lot of police officers in Brookline, actually. So, I mean, I feel as though there's a certain sense of, like, trust and there's more social status in Brookline than where I used to live in Knoxville. So, and I always saw the police around where I used to live and everything. And it's just because more things are going on there. And that impacted me also. You know, a few nights I had to come home from, like, rehearsal. I do musicals, and I come home from rehearsal, and it's dark. And then one time the police officers were just slowly driving by, and I was like, I was like, did I do something? I don't know. It just makes you a little frightened, especially where I used to live. I know they might think, you know, you're doing something wrong. But in Brookline, I feel as though the police and the community trust each other a little more.
Okay, so you feel a little bit more safer.
Yes.
Right. So what is your general feeling towards the police?
Like I said before, I feel like I really have a lot of respect for them, but I feel as though they don't have a sense of understanding. And like Leon said, it's all about knowledge. So if they could learn from us and we could learn from them and just talk, like if we interviewed them a few times, you know, Pittsburgh police officers, I'm pretty sure someone has done that, get their feel, like what's going through your mind when you're, you know, having interaction with a citizen, or what would you prefer us to do? And I asked a few of those questions at my school, and he told us, like I said before, he told us everybody's scared. We want to get home. You want to get home. So help us help you. And you know, they do have the higher, I don't want to say prestige. They have, you know, they're the adults here, so we just have to try to help them.
Right. So how do you think police officers are trained to deal with people of other cultures, races, or ethnicities?
So I feel as though they're trained to deal with those situations with more like delicacy, you know, because that's the most times where the situation could blow up, I would think. So I feel as though they tell them, hey, you know, this situation is going to be delicate. You know, try to take extra care of it. But I feel as though sometimes they don't. Like, that's the times where they want to establish their dominance, when they should try to be more understanding and caring.
I wanted to jump in on what he was saying about that. I think that he's right. When they're trained to deal with it, and they are like trained to deal with it delicately. But I will say that in that situation, when it's some people from other cultures and different places, some police officers they like to establish their dominance because they feel like this is their turf. So when someone new comes in, they're just like, okay, this is our turf. So instead of dealing with it the right way, they go off very bad, and they go off and they like disrespect them and don't do what they say, or don't like really be open to them, because they want to establish that this is, our turf. Yeah.
Thanks, Leon.
Thanks so much, Leon. So to go back to Carlisle to finish it up, do you believe that law enforcement does everything under power to protect and serve your community, and why?
Ooh, so like I said, in my new community, I don't see them a lot. So I feel as though that's either a job well done, or the citizens of Brookline, that's a job well done. I feel like the police do try to do their, in general, try to do their best job protecting and serving, but I think they have to understand not every situation is the same. So, like, if you have an armed shooter, that's going to be different than somebody who jaywalked. Right. You know, so yeah. You have to handle situations differently. Not everything can be used with excessive force, or not everything can be used with talking, you know. So right. I think you have to pick, you know, your situations. Like, go through that training. I know every police officer went through extensive training. Think back to that and just choose the right thing to do.
Right. So to finish it up, Carlisle, what do you think needs to happen to make things right? So what needs to happen to bridge the gap in a...
It's back to the understanding. Like Leon said, knowledge. I think those are the two most important things, because when you have those, then everybody gets along and you know a little bit of background. Like, I feel like a police officer sits down for 2 minutes, just like, even if it's like a traffic stop, then that gives you that certain relationship, because not everybody is trying to be hostile, police or citizen. So I feel as though they just need to, like, they know they're humans too. So if they want a police officer, they be us. So I feel as though they need to put themselves in our shoes, and likewise, we could put ourselves in their shoes.
Right.
It just needs to be a little more of compromise and understanding.
Right. So just to turn the mic over to Savannah, tell you a little bit more about our project.
March 30th, we have planned at Brashear High School restorative practice circle, I guess that's how you would call it. And it's going to be more of a fishbowl effect, where there's going to be an outer and an inner circle. So we're going to have community stakeholders, police officers, government officials on the outer circle and looking in. And then on the inside, we're going to have students share their experiences and direct encounters with the police officers in their neighborhoods and experience that they've had with them. So that's going to be really cool. That's going to be March 30th. We're going to have spectators there watching. Brashear's going to facilitate the conversation. Some of these questions you'll definitely see again, because, I mean, it's all about perspective It's all about how you view the situation itself. After that, we're going to have the inside circle move on the outside, and then we'll get the officers, the community stakeholders, the government officials, direct experiences with students. And basically, we're trying to figure out what we can do to help bridge the gap between community and police voices.
Oh, so, and we're using restorative practices, which actually I'm trained in, which is...
This is Leon, by the way.
Yeah, this is Leon. And restorative practices, what they are is it's a practice that builds community and bonds between people, students, teachers, anybody, and it solves conflicts. So... And so in our training, we learned about a fishbowl circle, and that's what we're using. A fishbowl circle is when you put people on the inside, and what they do is they give their opinions, they give their problems, and the people, and you have people on the outside of the circle, and they listen. And once the people in the middle are done, you have someone from the outside go in, and they can't ask the question because the question can cause like the person inside to go on defense, so you have to give a solution. So if the government officials are in there and then or the police officers or whoever's in the inner circle and the students are in the outer circle, the students, they can come in and they can give a solution to the police officer's problem and vice versa. So what the fishbowl circle is, it's about giving everyone a voice and then making the other people listen instead of talking.
So Leon's going to be training Brashear students and action team on restorative practices for the next month or so. Yeah. So that's going to be really cool.
All our goal is just to build community, build bonds, and get neutral ground and build understanding of police officers and students, because at the end of the day, we all have to live in the same world. We all go to the same places. We all, we're all in the same place, so we all have to be respectful. Get along.
And honestly, I know that Pittsburgh Capital would definitely agree with that. I'm definitely going to try to get a few students behind this. I definitely think it's a good cause, and I love what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Thanks, Carlisle.
Thank you so much, Carlisle.